Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 10, the first and the third stanza. In the fullness of thy grace, to thy house I will repair, bowing toward thy holy place, in thy fear will worship there. And what follows, Psalter 10, the stanzas 1 and 3.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 15. Genesis 15. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, O Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give thee this land to inherit it. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, Take me an heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against another, but the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, an horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. And it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. In the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, Unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates, the Kenites, and the Kenizzites, and the Cadmonites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Rephaims, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Gershesites, and the Jebusites. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Kevin and Rochelle Van Manen, who were blessed with the birth of a daughter. Let us try to ask the Lord for an indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, it is pleased thee in thy providence and in thy great mercy, in thy patient long suffering, that in the evening hour of this work day, that thou hast opened the doors of thy house, and thou hast permitted a part of the congregation to take their place in thy house, and the greatest part is still called to remain in their dwellings. Then may it please thee to truly separate us in this evening from the busyness and from the cares of the earth. Thou knowest that our hearts, that they are so carnal and that they are so earthly, and that after a busy day at work, then what a trouble we can have with those worldly thoughts. But, Lord, may it please thee that it may all fall to the side, and that we may be given to listen to thy word with calmness, and that it may be made a blessing. Then thou hast granted unto us and our children many blessings were in this day. Then thou hast cared, thou hast spared, thou hast protected, thou hast provided. Whether we were in the home, on the way at work, wherever we are called to be, then thou hast not dealt according to our many sins, because if thou had done so, then we would not have the opportunity to listen to thy word, but then it would have become eternity. May it be then thy goodness and all thy mercies, that we and our children, that we may be humbled, that we may receive that low place at thy footstool, with the desire that thou may be extolled to the highest, and that thou may be the God, that covenant God, of us and our children, by the work of the Holy Spirit. And to that end, in this evening hour, then we humbly ask thee for a blessing upon thy holy word. Thou knowest how that each and every one has come up to thy house, and also how each and every one may be gathered in this dwellings in this hour. May there be souls with that lively desire, with that longing, with that thirsting, with that hungering, that have begged of thee, that thou would grant them a blessing, as with the Jabez of old. That thou wouldest bless me indeed, and that thou would enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be upon thee, and that thou might keep thee from evil, that it might not grieve thee, and Lord. Then thou wast given all that a Jabez has requested. May it please thee in this evening, as a great God, the storehouses of the greater Joseph, they are still so full. And, Lord, by giving out, thou shalt never become less. And by holding in, thou can never become more. And to that end, may there be among young and old those with empty sacks, That my cry unto thee, Enoch, Lord, thou wast promised in thy word, that for those truly poor and needy ones, that thou shalt answer them. But, Lord, thou knowest to make us poor and needy, and that by the first time, but also by renewal, it is all thy work. May it please thee in this evening hour, that thy word may be blessed, that sons and daughters may be born in Zion. But wilt thou also remember thy children? Wilt thou grant those lively desires of looking unto thee? And thou wast promised to never forsake the work of thine own hands. Wilt thou lead thy people further in the mysteries of salvation, and that by thy Spirit they may be given to live out of thee, out of the meritorial work of thy dear Son, to be given to live for thee, to receive grace for grace, to be administered from above. Lord, bless all the manifold means of grace amongst us. Then thou wast called in this day and in the day of yesterday, that many of our students, that they were called to write their exams. May it have been that they have been on their knees, and may they have experienced that thou wast helped them. Then we remember our graduates who in the coming week who hope to officially graduate. Take them by heart and by hand. Wilt thou do a great work amongst us, amongst our youth, the middle-aged and the elderly ones. We all need the same. We are all hasting to that never-ending eternity. And then thou granteth this precious time of grace, that we may be given to seek and find thee, where thou art still gathering a church unto thyself. Wilt thou remember thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth, wherever it may gather, different circumstances, they are all known unto thee. It all waits for thy blessing, and that the kingdom of Satan may be broken down, and that it may be diminished, and that the glorious kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, that it may be multiplied, as thou wast done after the day of Pentecost, that thou wast daily added unto that number that shall be saved. We remember the nations of the earth with all the unrest and with all the turmoil. Then it is still thy restraining hand, that everything is not let loose, and that we may still live with peace. But, Lord, the fears are many. It is because the nations of the earth, also our nation, has left thy holy word. The sins of our nation are manifold. May it become our guilt. It is written, the time has come, that the judgments must begin in the house of God. Lord, may thy speaking, may it truly be blessed. May we be as that little Samuel of old, that we may be given to say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. That thy judgments, thy callings, that they may be accompanied by the precious work of thy Holy Spirit. Otherwise thy church shall only continue. Then we shall only harden our heart. Then we commend this province unto thee with the leaders. Wilt thou grant them wisdom and discretion? We commend unto thee the medical field, all the sick and all the afflicted. Wilt thou remember the sick and afflicted amongst us? Thou knowest those that are weak, all the different circumstances. and they are most perfectly known unto Thee. Grant that special place at Thy footstool where they may come and mightily cry unto Thee for their body and for their soul. Continue to strengthen the mourning ones with those large empty places that remain empty. And may those empty places, wilt Thou bless them with Thy own presence. Remember all our elderly ones, the care home, abound to their homes wherever they are. We commend them unto Thee also for body and soul. Wilt Thou remember the handicapped ones, remember the crosses and the burdens. Remember all the family circles, bind together in love round about Thy holy word. And Lord, when it is not as it ought to be, may there be restoration and a bowing of the knees. And what is separated, bring together what belongs together. We remember the couple that hopes to be united in holy matrimony at the end of this week. Wilt Thou be the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire? Remember the family circles. Then it has pleased Thee in the day of yesterday to bless a father and mother by renewal in their married life. With the birth of a little daughter, Thou wast spared life, Thou wast given life. Wilt Thou further strengthen the mother? Wilt Thou grant a broken and a humble heart, and that it may be a little child of many prayers, a child born to be born again? We commend unto Thee the grandparents, and remember all the unborn, and wilt Thou continue to remember and uphold the barren ones amongst us. And now, Lord, in this evening hour, Thou knowest how dependent we are upon Thee for everything. Each time is a new time, but may our help truly be in the name of the Lord, who has made the heavens and the earth. Wilt Thou grant many errands and errs among young and old, and that there may be many an empty vessel, that in this evening hour, that the oil may flow to fill those empty vessels, then it shall be a good evening indeed. Wilt Thou remember all the hearers, those that may be in Thy house, may it please Thee to go from bench to bench and from heart to heart, but go also from dwelling to dwelling. Wilt Thou graciously take away everything that could be a hindrance? And, Lord, then we have to confess, and we can confess much with our lips. May it then be granted in truth what the centurion has confessed of old, that he was not worthy that Thou should come under his roof. But, Lord, bless and gladden us with Thy presence, and with the working of Thy Holy Spirit, that it may be a good hour in Thy house, and that the outgoing of this service may be for the coming of Thy kingdom and the glory of Thy name. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 414, the stanzas 1 and 2. O Lord, how swiftly grows the number of my foes, who wantonly oppress me. Yea, multiplied are they that rise to my dismay, and day by day distress me. And what follows? Psalter 414. 1 and 2. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. And then by renewal, we wish to ask your attention for the first six verses of Genesis 15, and we shall read the verses 1 and 2. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? Our text words speak of the Lord's comforting promise to a fearful Abram. With four thoughts in the first place, the time of this promise. In the second place, the rich contents of this promise. In the third place, the question concerning this promise. And in the fourth place, the confirmation of this promise. Beloved congregation, the past week we have considered the need for the promise that the Lord has given to Abram, where there were many fears, and what a fears there can be also in our lives, among young and old. Undoubtedly, for many of our young people in this week, when we are called to write exams, then what a fears there can be. I hope that you have bowed your knees, that you have studied diligently, and that the Lord has made it easy for you. When we consider everything that is going on in this world, the unrest and the turmoil, still the restraining hand, that everything is not let loose, and what the future holds in, one thing we know, that the Lord has the future in His hands. Oh, what a fears there can be in the hearts of father and mother concerning their daily bread, concerning the family circles, many outward fears. But may now ask you, congregation, do you also have fears concerning the welfare of your never-dying soul? Have you learned that by nature that we are lost, that we are on that broad way, and that we cannot appear before the Lord as we are born, but that we need a God for our heart, that we need a Savior for our soul, a surety for our debt, and we need a passport signed with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to enter into eternal glory. And now the Lord has a people that has those spiritual fears, how troubled they can be. And yet, They would never want to trade all those fears with the things of the world. They have been drawn by the cords of love. And now that people with those many fears, when they may be exercised therewith, they are not the worst times. That as a swallow they may be given to chatter, and as a dove they may be given to mourn, and that they may be oftentimes found at the Lord's footstool, but also during their work, and even during the night watches, that they may be privileged to tell the Lord all their fears. And there can be times that they are afraid that it is still all amiss. And to that end, what does the church, the true church of God, now need? And each time by renewal, then they need that the Lord comes over and that the Lord speaks a word to their soul. Have you asked for it in this evening, our congregation, boys and girls? Have you asked in this evening hour, that in this very hour, that it may be the evening that you may receive a new heart from the Lord, a heart that is given to love the Lord, a heart that is given to fear the Lord, a heart that is given to hate sin? Young people, older ones, have you begged the Lord, or do we not come up to God's house with any expectation? Discouragement, that can be a great danger and a great snare, understandable. Then I hear one say, but I have come up to God's house so often already, and I have begged the Lord, and it seems still so unconverted. Then stay at his footstool. Continue to beg. The Lord has said, I will be inquired of the house of Israel to do it for them. And our fathers in the canons of Dort, they have stayed to wait for a richer season of grace. May we be given to beg the Lord under a solemn speaking and under the proclamation of his word, that he may indeed, that he may give a richer season. The last time we have heard that in Abram, he has returned from a glorious victory, met by Melchizedek, blessed, has given us tithes, and he had an eye upon his God when the king of Sodom has offered him the goods. Then he was given to say less, that they shall say that the king of Sodom has made me rich. What a blessed place to be, and trust everything into the hands of the Lord. And the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And now Abram has returned to the hill country of Hebron. And then we have heard last time that he had many fears. He had fears. And then we have spoken about the fears of the child of God. And now in our text words, then the Lord has come over in a vision. A difference between a dream, when we dream, then we are sleeping, but in a vision to be awake, but to be brought in an ecstasy. And then the Lord said unto Abram, fear not. The Lord knows the troubles and the fears of His child. And I read in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, that the Lord is faithful, and that for an unfaithful people, that becomes the wonder of grace. But that the Lord will not be tempted, let His child be tempted, above that they are able to bear. Oh, it is true. Sometimes the church thinks it is too heavy, too overwhelming. Then they are given to tell the Lord that they cannot continue, and are given to beg for strength. And now what a wonderful word. Oh, are there souls in my midst in this evening hour that is thought, if the Lord would now speak such a word to my soul as the Lord has spoken to Abram, then I would be so glad. Then I would be so happy. Then I would have everything. And then the Lord has spoken, I am thy shield. The Lord did not say, I shall give you a shield. And boys and girls, you know what a shield is. That is something that a soldier holds in front of him when the enemy shoots the arrows, that the arrow shall not penetrate his body. We think of a Goliath, the giant, the Philistine. He had a great shield. And now the Lord says to Abram, not I shall give thee a shield, or I shall become a shield, or I shall teach you how to use a shield. But then the Lord says, I am thy shield. In the scripture, then many times we read of a shield in the book of the Psalms. We read of that shield 19 times. We shall read one text, Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him. And now when we consider the words that the Lord has spoken to Abram, then in the first place, then we must consider them in the context. And that is both concerning the shield and that reward. Then it was a special fear of Abram after the Lord has given him that glorious victory over those four kings and has brought Lot and much spoil back, that those kings, that they would take revenge. And then it is true, the Lord has wonderfully helped Abram, but when he would reason it out with those large armies, then it would be finished with Abram. Then also undoubtedly, what is man? That awful envy. Then those Canaanites and that people that lived in the land of Canaan, and those that dwelt in those other cities. In the beginning they were glad, but oh, that awful human heart, that perhaps there would come a time that they would become envious, and that they would work against Abram. And now in the midst of those fears, then the Lord says, Abram, my child, fear not, for Then the Lord gives the reason to Abram why there is absolutely no reason to fear. Then the Lord has said, I am thy shield. How often in God's word that we read concerning the church that the Lord has been a shield for the enemies. When we think of Exodus 14, when the children of Israel were given to go out of Egypt by the Lord's outstretched arm, and they have come to the Red Sea, and then they have seen that Pharaoh with his chariots, that he has come to bring them back. Then it is specifically mentioned that the angel that went before them and the pillar of cloud, that it went behind the children of Israel as a wall between Israel and the Egyptians. For the Egyptians it was dark, and for the Israelites it was light. In 2 Kings 6, there we find the prophet Elisha on Mount Dothan, and where the Syrians have come to capture him. Then we read of that servant in the morning hour when he has looked around about that mountain. He was filled with fear. And then he says unto his master, Alas, master, what shall we do? And then the prophet has prayed, Lord, open his eyes that he may see. And then he was given to see those fiery horses and those fiery chariots around about that mountain, that they had nothing to fear. I read in Psalm 34, verse 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear them. Oh, the blessed portion of the child of God. In Matthew 23, verse 37, when Christ has spoken, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often I would have gathered thy children as an hen or chickens, but ye would not. Then Christ compares the blessed portion of his people to be under those sheltering wings of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Psalm 91, verse 1, there we read, He that abideth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, what a blessed promise, what a blessed word to Abram, the blessed portion of the children of God. But now the people of God, they do not only need that shield against temporal enemies, they also need a shield against the devil. In Ephesians 6, verse 11, there we read, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And in verse 16, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. In our text words, then the Lord says, I am thy shield. And therein is also included that Christ has merited that shield of faith, which he grants by the immediate working of the Holy Spirit unto his child. When we consider the assaults of the devil, think in Job 1 and 2, where Satan has come before the Lord, and that he said, does Job serve the Lord for naught? Take his possessions away, touch his body, and then he shall curse thee. In Zechariah 3, there we read that Satan has stood at the right hand of Joshua, the high priest, with his filthy garments, and that he was accused. Think of Christ. In Matthew 4, those three temptations by the devil. But now the Lord says unto his child, I am thy shield. That shield that points to the meritorial work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And to that end, when the Lord says unto his people, I am thy shield, then we have mentioned already the temptations which the devil and which the world comes unto his child, and then the church learns, and then they must say with the Jehoshaphat of old in 2 Chronicles 20 verse 12, that we have no might against these great enemies. But what a blessing it is. I am thy shield. Then King Jehoshaphat was given to say that our eyes are upon thee. When the Lord speaks of that shield for his people, in what other way do they need a shield? Tell me, congregation, where and in a special way, by the uncovering work of the Holy Spirit, wherein do they learn that they need a shield? And then they need a shield from the curses of the law, because Moses condemns them. They have transgressed all the commandments of the Lord. They are a guilty sinner. They learn that the Lord is just, that he is righteous, that he must punish all our sins, our original and our actual sin. And the justice of God requires that there is a perfect satisfaction, a perfect payment. Are there souls in this evening, in this day, that have walked with the burden of your guilt? That justice of God and our sins that causes separation, the church learns, in that breach, that separation which they have made, and it can never be healed from their side. Then they need a shield, that they may have a place of safety. Then it is clear, when the Lord says unto Abram, I am thy shield, that it points to the beloved Son of God, that would come in the fullness of time. It was also for an Abram in this promise, that it was through the seed that was promised in Genesis 12, that the Messiah would be born. That he was willing to place himself as that mediator, that is one that can lay his hands upon both. As I read in Job 9, verse 33, then he was willing to come upon this earth. Then he was willing to be that mediator between God and the sinner. Then he was willing to bear the punishment, satisfy justice. He has died, but he has risen again. And to that end, he has become a shield for us people. Oh, then I hear the bride in the Song of Solomon 2 verse 3. As the apple tree among the woods, so is my beloved among the sons. I have sat under a shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. Oh, when the child may be given to see when it may be revealed, the Lord Jesus Christ as a shield, that he has bore the punishment. Oh, that he may be as that apple tree, that he may be given to rejoice with joy unspeakable, and then they may taste of those blessed fruits. Fear not, Abram. I am thy shield. Oh, for the church of God. We read in 1 Corinthians 15 that death is the last enemy for the church. What a trouble and what a fears and what a questions there can be concerning that last enemy. But then in 1 Corinthians 15, Apostle Paul may speak of that shield. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? What a blessed portion of Abram in the hill country of Judea. Then it seems to be implied, although some think that it is all in a vision, the first verses, but then we may see it that the Lord has come over in the night watches in a vision, and that he has taken him later to behold the stars, and then those sacrifices, that instruction for the daytime, and then Abram has fallen asleep, and then later we read when the sun was going down, young and old. Do we now have a shield to protect us? A shield against the enemies, and a shield concerning the justice of God. Do we have a shield that shall hold out not only for the time, but also for eternity? The blessed portion of Abram. The loving kindness of the Lord. A promise, a word, concerning his needs, concerning his fears. Those blessed fear nots in the scriptures. Our second thought, no, we still have to speak, because not only a shield, but the Lord has added, and thy exceeding great reward. Then in the context that we have heard in the last chapter, that the king of Sodom has also met Abram when they have returned from the slaughter. And that he said unto Abram, give me the persons and you may keep the goods. But then Abram, then he was given to say that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich, according to the rules of the time. Then all that goods, that was Abram's. Maybe there's those that think, but couldn't have Abram taken some? as a reward for all his effort, maybe not everything, but at least something. And it can even be under those circumstances that later the question comes up, how foolish you have been, would have not been wrong to take that goods you have risked your life. You had to travel many miles, but now the Lord also speaks concerning those things. Oh, when the child of God may be given to trust and have an eye to the honor of his God, then a child shall never come short. It is true, can be tried. Tried very severely. But I read in 1 Samuel 2 verse 30, those that honor me I will honor. And now the Lord comes to Abram. He did not take anything of the goods of Sodom. And now the Lord, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. So the Lord did not say, Abram, now I shall give you a reward. I shall give you 100 sheep or goats, or that with your crops, that you shall receive 100-fold. It's a blessing when we may see it in a special way, when the Lord blesses us, and when we receive matters in a special way in His providence. Think of Peter in Luke 5 verse 8, when they have fished the whole night, and Christ has commanded them to launch their nets. And then the nets start to break, and then we read, and when Peter saw it, it's a blessing. But now here, the Lord speaks of much greater matters. The Lord does not say, Abram, I shall give you a reward, but I am thy exceeding great reward. The Lord is the God of Abram concerning that reward. It is all of grace. I heard it some weeks ago out of Lord's Day 24, when it spake of good works in relationship to justification, and then about those rewards which the Lord grants to His people here in the time, but they shall also be rewarded in glory. Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 15 has spoken also for the church that there shall be different glory according to what they have done here upon the earth. But then the instructors, they have clearly stated, oh, that reward, and that is not merited, O Abram, O ask an Abram, where the Lord has found him. Oh, then an Abram had to confess that if the Lord had not sought him out, that if the Lord had not called him, if the Lord had not drawn him, if the Lord had not spoken to him, that he would still be in the Ur of the Chaldeans, oh, perhaps already in the bottom of hell. No, then an Abram has experienced that reward was of grace and grace alone, never because Abram is merited, and that is the experience of the church. And nevertheless, what a sweet word, what a blessing, that an Abram may hear Reverend Hellenbrook when he speaks of the covenant of grace in his question book. Then he speaks concerning that covenant, that the sinner becomes the property of God through Christ, and that God becomes the property of the sinner. Oh, the psalmist in Psalm 16, verse 5, the Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot, the reward for Abram. And Romans 6, verse 23, there we read of wages closely connected. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Are you jealous, boys and girls, of the blessed portion of Abram, which he has received by grace, by the work of the Holy Spirit, and these precious words, not only for a certain time, not only here for the time, but they are words that have value for time and for eternity. Oh, Abram, it was given to hear, what is thy only comfort in life and death, that I am not my own, for body and soul, for time and eternity, belong to my precious Savior. May it please the Lord to grant those blessings, to work the need, but also all people of God. What a precious word. Our second thought, the question concerning this promise, let us first sing. 243:6-9. For him my mercy shall endure, and my covenant made with him is sure. His throne and race I will maintain forever while the heavens remain. And what follows? 243:6-9. And Abram said, Lord God, O what wilt thou give me, as seeing I go childless? It does not say that Abram did not believe that the Lord was a shield and that the Lord was his portion. But Abram, he desired to be instructed and to be encouraged. Because Abram had a great difficulty together with his wife Sarai. Maybe a soul like an Abram in my midst. Because an Abram, he has received a promise when the Lord has called him. And the Ur of the Chaldeans, we have heard it. A sevenfold promise. And that he would receive a seed that may inherit the land. And that seed that would be born out of his seed. That would be the Lord Jesus Christ. And Abram, with all the blessings, with all the help, with all the wonders, and the Lord has confirmed those words different times. But then Abram, oh, what a blessed place. That in Abram, that he may be given to pour out his heart and simply tell the Lord the difficulty that he has, and that he and his wife, that they are becoming older. Oh, we have heard that Abram had 318 servants. Everything was multiplying. His servants, his goats, his sheep, his farm. But an Abram and a Sarai still had empty arms. And now what do we read also? And that question of an Abram, that an Abram, what a blessed exercise, that is now the work of the Holy Spirit. We live in a day that there is so much resting outside of that revealed mediator, and also that he may be applied. Because for an Abram, then how could the Lord be a shield concerning his sins and concerning his guilt? It is true, in the Old Testament much was veiled, but the same Spirit that has instructed the church concerning the way of salvation, and therefore the desire that he may receive instruction, Lord, it is great, a shield, a reward. What a portion cannot be fathomed, cannot be understood. But now, Lord, then I hear the psalmist in Psalm 119, verse 49, remember thy word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Seems that it is becoming more impossible, Lord. It seems that it can no more. And then how can thou be that shield and that reward? And I have a servant called Eliezer, the steward of my house. Is this Eliezer of Damascus? He shall become the manager when I go the way of all flesh. And then it is implied that after verse 2, that there was a silence. The Lord has not spoken, the Lord has not answered. What a blessing it is. How often also the child of God on their knees, petitions. But how is it with that waiting people of God? Are there still unanswered prayers? It is implied when we read verses 2 and 3 that between verse 2 and 3 that there has been a silence. The Lord has waited. Why does the Lord make His people wait? The Lord, He loves to hear His child pray and beg. Pour out their heart, the Song of Solomon 2 verse 14. Oh, my dove, that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see thy countenance and hear thy voice, because thy voice is sweet and thy countenance is comely. Oh, the blessed exercises of those doves, when they may mourn, when they may tell the Lord their sins, their temptations, their struggles, their difficulties, their cares, their enemies, but also concerning that they may point, can be times, the child of God with an open Bible, that they point the Lord to the word which He has spoken. And, oh Lord, seems it cannot and it shall not. But now, then Moses by renewal, and Abram said, behold. The word behold is usually used in the scripture to point us to a special happening, an exclamation mark, but most of the time it is used by the Lord when He speaks to His church, behold. But now in Abram, and Abram said, behold, Lord, look at my condition, the circumstances. Oh, it is such a difficulty, it is such a riddle, and it weighs us so down. Oh, for Abram and Sarai, there have been times because when the Lord speaks and He grants that faith to embrace that promise, then in Abram and Sarai I have spoken of that promised child, what that would be. That they could say to the devil, here's now our promised child. And that the devil shall have to be silent. And Abram said, behold, to me thou wast given no seed. And lo, one in my house is my heir. And now when Abram has told it in such a childlike, such a simple way, what a blessing it is when the child may be given to unburden his heart before the Lord, and to beg that the Lord may give a little instruction. Then the Lord shall not remain silent. And then we have a behold of the Lord. Oh, that almighty, that faithful, that all-wise, that true God, for whom nothing is too wonderful. Is there anything too wonderful for the Lord? Oh, when Abram went in such a childlike way, he has poured out his heart when he has said, Lord, with everything that I have received, still no child and still no Christ. Then the Lord is given to speak to his child. Behold, and behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. What a blessing for Abram. By renewal of confirmation, is there a soul in my midst? Is that now your need? A confirmation of what the Lord has spoken, spoken by a God who cannot lie. Oh, Abram, my child, the way can seem so mysterious, so impossible through deep waters, but I am that almighty God. Shall I promise it? And shall I not do it? Shall I speak? I am thy shield. I am thy reward. Shall I not fulfill what I have spoken many years ago in the Ur of the Chaldeans? Has confirmed it in the land of promise. Our last thought, the confirmation of this promise. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. Have you ever tried it, boys and girls? On a very dark night, you've looked at the sky and you saw all those twinkling stars. And the longer you looked, the more you saw. And now the Lord, and he brought him forth. He has led him forth. What a tender word. Then the Lord says unto Abram, come now, my child, and now I shall take you outside in the night watch. And now look toward the heavens, all those twinkling stars. When do we see the most stars? When it is dark. Then the Lord brought him in the night of impossibilities, where it seemed it could no more. And now those twinkling stars, then what do they declare? What do they tell about God, young and old? Then in the first place, the almighty of God, that he has spoken them all into being. Thus Abram, such an impossibility, such a difficulty, you are becoming old. Sarai, your womb has been closed for so many years. But the Lord who has made those twinkling stars, is he not able to give Abram and Sarai a child, no matter how old they would become? What a blessing it is when the Lord grants also instruction and encouragement from the realm of nature, the wonderful creation of God. Then in the second place, tells about the wisdom of God in creating that number, the all-wise God. In the third place, declares the Lord's faithfulness that they may remain all in their place in the large universe. The Lord has brought Abram out, and then he was given to look at all those twinkling stars, which declared the majesty, the greatness of the Lord. And the Lord says unto Abram, try to tell them, impossible. And then we read, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. Thus the promise that the seed, he would receive a seed, and out of that seed, the Lord Jesus Christ would be born. Oh, then he was given to believe. We shall leave the sixth verse for the next time. But I read in Revelation 22, verse 16, I am the bright and the morning star. Ah, then in Abram, when he was led outside, then he was given to believe that there is nothing too wonderful for the Lord, that the Lord is almighty. Ah, the tender dealings of the Lord with an Abram, young and old. What is our hope and what is our expectation? What is our shield? When we live in this dark world, what all stands before us, 'tis known unto the Lord. Oh, blessed people, my unconverted fellow travelers, I'll beg the Lord, faithfully use the means. The Lord is still gathering His church. Oh, may you be filled with the holy jealousy. I'll go home in this evening and bow your knees and say, Lord, I have no shield. I am so poor, and I am traveling to eternity, and my sins are so manifold, and thy justice requires perfect satisfaction. Oh, wilt thou grant that portion of an Abram, Lord? It is true. My sins are manifold, but I'll tell the Lord that Abram is also an idol worshiper. Tell the Lord that he has written in his word that he will be inquired of the house of Israel to do it for them. Oh, what is our reward? We have mentioned the text, the wages of sin is death. Oh, the blessed portion, may it please the Lord, for many among young and old. Oh, we all need the same. We all need that shield. What shall it be? When we have to appear before our Maker for our own account, and then no shield, and then the Lord not our reward to be for our own account. Oh, the blessed portion of Abram, people of God. Then we read in this chapter, that tender, that close, that dependent life. Then we read in this chapter, when we do not depend upon the favors of the world, that we shall not be put to shame. Oh, with everything that Abram has experienced, oh, in that hill country of Hebron, then an Abram has received a visit, but then we have heard, that an Abram needed that seed. Let there be no resting outside of that only seed, that morning star, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, people of God, should it not arouse to a holy jealousy when we see an Abram with everything that he has experienced, but there was room, there was a need, oh, a need for a further benefit, Oh, he needed that seed. He needed the Lord Jesus Christ. And oh, what an encouragement for those doves when they may be in the cleft of the rock, when they may continue to beg, to pour out their heart before the Lord. Lord, dost thou now see my difficulties, the impossibilities, but also with an Abram, what the Lord has promised unto him, O Church of God? Then we read in this chapter that his child shall not be tempted above that he is able to bear. Oh, for an Abram, what a privilege. When also, when we may be given to see creation and the providence of the Lord, that it may be for the strengthening of faith. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of the blessed portion of thy child Abram. May that also be our portion, the portion of us and our children. May it please thee to grant exercises to that end. Wilt thou remember us in the furtherance of this week? Wilt thou keep from harm and danger? Wilt thou keep from storms and destruction? Were in the past week further up north, where there was much destruction, then we commend also that people unto thee. Then thou hast yet made a difference with us and our children. May it please thee to continue to place a fiery wall round about us and our children, that thou may be our shield pertaining to the temporal life. But, O Lord, above all we need that shield concerning our never-dying soul. O wonder-doing God and Almighty God, may it then please thee to stretch out thy almighty arm, and that many sinners may be rescued. But grant unto thy children that close, that tender, that dependent life, O needing thy dear Son in his threefold office as prophet, priest, and king. Lord, bring us now safely to our dwellings and pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 14, 1, 4, and 7. O Lord, our Lord, in all the earth, how excellent thy name. Thy glory thou hast spread afar, and all the starry frame. And what follows, Psalter 14, 1, 4, and 7. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.